You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and that was a song by Drumming Now called Always Remember. And we've got a guest on the show. His name's Yasser, and Yasser joins us after attending the refugee protest in Canberra during the week. Yasser was a refugee who fled from Pakistan over 11 years ago, and he was detained on Christmas Island and various other detention centres before being transferred to Yonge Hill, and he was released on a bridging visa after 4 years. Thank you for being our guest on the show, Yasser. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you're also here with Jacob, who's also in the studio. You just got back from a four-day protest in Canberra. Would you be able to tell listeners about that and why the protest was called?
The protest was called for, as you saw the previous news which happened, many people got permanent visa.
Yep.
And there's most of them who got refused, and they're still waiting for 11 years. So we all get together and we had a protest in front of Parliament to give us a fair decision, because the people who got rejected, they were unfair and already declared by a court, but still we are waiting and there is no hope. So it wasn't a big protest. All we just did is to deliver a message to the government.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yes, you were telling me that there was around 400, 500 people there in response to Labor's announcement. I mean, we know it's great that 19,000 refugees have been, just for people who haven't really been following, 19,000 refugees have been accepted to go on, well, to be transferred on permanent visas, but there are still around 11,000 people who have been left behind. And Yasser, so you're one of those people. As someone who is on a bridging visa, would you be able to tell us some of the issues you've experienced and, why it's so important that we keep campaigning for permanent visas?
Yeah, there is a lot of reasons, because many of us, we've been here from 12 years. We haven't seen our family, and many of us, especially myself, I lost my dad and many family members. I haven't seen them for very long. It's very easy to say 11 years, but it's really very hard. It's been a decade, and we are still waiting, and there is no hope due to this government policy. They are issuing visa for some of them, and we are all same, but they are giving to some of them, but still some of them are waiting, and there is no hope and all this thing. I myself, I studied, and I was planning to start my own business, but I can't see any hope because I can't do anything without permanent visa.
And that gets into a question, Yasser, that what do you think about the Australian Labor Party's refugee policy? And I guess, what is your best vision of what an ideal humane policy would be?
It used to be very good, but so far, when I arrived here in Australia, these policies are really very cruel, because even yesterday it happened that there is a people still in Nauru and PNG. They passed a bill and they can't get to the mainland, to Australia. It's very harsh. And nowadays it's really very hard for the in terms of refugee policies.
That's true, Yasser. Labor has not abandoned its inhumane mandatory detention policies or their vote turn back policies. And you're right, Labor and Liberals voted together against a bill a couple of days ago that would have evacuated refugees from PNG in Nauru. And I don't know if you weren't on Nauru, but you were on Christmas Island. But Nauru is a very tiny, impoverished island.
It's almost 12 years, and they are innocent people. I know many of them, but they are doing just politics on the innocent lives. I don't know what they are doing, and it's really cruel policies.
And it's good because the protests that you were involved in, you're campaigning for quite a few things. You're campaigning for permanent rights, permanent protection, but you're also, you know, we haven't forgotten about the refugees that are still languishing in those prison islands.
We stand for everyone. Whoever is, like, wherever they are, we stand for everyone. Like, we stand for justice.
That's right. And it's really great that refugees are self-organizing and they're continuing to mobilize. Yeah, so did you want to let other people, you know, just how can other people help strengthen this movement and show our solidarity?
Yeah, there was like our friends, even they are citizens, but they still support us and in every aspect. Like I request to everyone, like if you see the news or anything, so support us in terms of refugee, because as I said, like it's very easy to stay like 10 or 11 years, but it's very hard to live in here without any justice.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, you yourself haven't seen your family in over 11 years because the visas prevent you from reuniting with your family.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot like me, there's a lot. There's so many others like me, yeah.
That's right. And I guess this movement really needs to dismantle what is a very racist and illegal system, you know, and with the climate crisis as well, it's going to mean the displacement of millions of more people.
So,
is there anything else? We're going to wrap up the interview soon, but is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the protests in Canberra? I mean, it's pretty amazing that, you know, it went on for 4 days. You know, did anyone come out and speak? You know, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Thank you so much for everything. Yeah, I would like to request to everyone to come to the city on Farm Sunday to join us for the solidarity of refugees. That's all.
Yeah, that's great. And yeah, we'll be trying to build that rally. And thank you, Yasser, for being on the show. As Yasser pointed out, there are still refugees who are stuck in Australia without permanent place to stay. We still need to campaign for refugees held in offshore prisons. There are refugees stuck in Indonesia, refugees unable to get out of Afghanistan. So we need to keep fighting for refugee rights.
That's right. We will hopefully. Thank you so much.
And we hope you get your some kind of certainty soon, and you're able to live your life without this kind of uncertainty that you've been living with for years and years. And thanks once again for
thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Yasser.
Thank you. Bye.